that broken-down nag out of here right now. Get him out.
Yeah, but you can't talk that way about my little horse. Girdle is a racehorse.
How can you talk to me about horses? Do you realize I have one of the greatest mutters in the country?
What has your mutter got to do with the horse?
My mutter is a horse.
What? I never knew that before. I will admit there's a resemblance.
Now, stop that. Stop it. Stop it.
Abbott's mutter's a horse.
Now, take it easy.
Hey, Abbott. Really? Is it a horse, your mutter?
Yes, yes. Of course. My mother's a horse. What do you think she is, a human being?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
No. Listen, you dummy. My mother won the fifth race at Santa Anita yesterday.
Hey, Abbott. You ought to be ashamed of yourself putting your poor mother in a horse race.
What are you talking about? My mother used to pull a milk wagon.
What some people won't do for a living.
Now, stop this. I take very good care of my mother. If she doesn't feel like running, I scratch her.
You scratch her?
I certainly do.
Now, wasn't that cozy? I guess when you itch, does your mother scratch you?
Costello, I don't think you follow me.
Not if you're related to a lot of horses, I don't follow you. I won't even speak to you.
Costello, will you shut up? I said I've got a fine horse, and he's a great mutter.
He's a mutter? How can a he be a mutter?
Very easy. Sometimes the he makes a better mutter than the she.
Well, what do you know? Look, Abbott, suppose a mama horse has little baby horses. Don't that make her a mutter?
Well, now, that depends on her feet.
Well, we learn something new every day, don't we?
I can't waste time with you. I'm going out to the track to feed my mutter.
What do you give the old lady for breakfast? Oats?
Nah, don't be old-fashioned. Good mutters don't eat oats. They eat their fodder.
Why, of course. I mean, everybody... What did you say?
I said my mutter eats fodder.
Your mutter eats fodder? And what does your mutter's fodder eat?
He eats his fodder.
What are you, a bunch of cannibals?
Every horse has to eat his fodder.
Oh, I see. He eats his fodder, and his fodder eats his fodder, and then his mutter eats her fodder. And then the next thing you know, there won't be any fodder left for Father's Day.
No, 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 you dummy. To feed a horse, you take a bag and put his fodder in it.
You put his fodder in a bag?
That's right, and you hang his fodder on his nose.
Now, ain't that a pretty picture? A horse walking around with his fodder hanging on his nose.
Oh, you gotta cut it out.
My old man would beat me all around the joint. Oh, Rabbit, will you tell me something?
What's that?
How long has your mother been eating her fodder?
Oh, ever since I first had her.
Oh, Rabbit.
Would you listen to me, please? Look, Costello, there's nothing wrong with my mother eating her fodder. Every mother loves ripe fodder.
What do you mean, ripe fodder?
Well, the way to let fodder get ripe is to let the fodder lie out in the field and get mellow.
Oh, fine, fine, fine.
Well, what's wrong now?
What's wrong now?
Yes.
Nothing at all. Your fodder lies around in the field all day getting mellow. Your mother pulls a milk wagon, and you chop your fodder up and feed it to your mother.
There's nothing wrong with that. The fodder I feed to my mother is grandfather.
You feed your mother grandfather?
Certainly.